I swear to you all, a lot of popular podcasters and comedians are souring on the Trump administration very quickly. We're not even 1 year in, and even popular comedian Theo Vaughn just came out and says he feels burned by the Trump administration, almost used, because this is somebody who interviewed Donald Trump during the campaign season, gave him a platform and got millions of views. He even interviewed J.D. Vance recently. He's interviewed other right-wing figures, and he interviewed Bernie Sanders, to be fair. But when it comes to the Donald Trump interview, Theo Vaughn seems to be a little bit sketched out by the way the Trump administration has been using him to push their deportation message. For example, before I even play Theo Vaughn's response, which I found very captivating, he talks about how his father immigrated from Nicaragua, and he has his father's immigration papers framed. And the idea that anyone would use him for an anti-immigration message makes him sick. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he says in this clip. The reason is the Department of Homeland Security used Theo Vaughn's comedy video in one of their deportation propaganda videos. Just to clarify, Theo Vaughn was making a joke in some video for a fan where he was like, oh, your husband couldn't make it to the show tonight? Did he get deported? Bye. It was just some dumb joke. He's a comedian, right? And the Department of Homeland Security spliced that up and put it in a montage of people actually getting deported, actually getting their lives ripped apart. And the Homeland Security Twitter account says, bye. Then Theo Vaughn responds and says, yo, DHS, I didn't approve to be used in this. I know you know my address, so send a check. And please take this down and please keep me out of your banger deportation videos. When it comes to immigration, my thoughts and heart are a lot more nuanced than this video allows. Bye. Okay, so before I play this video, there's a few thoughts I have. First of all, the Trump admin and Republicans, by extension, literally held up mass deportation now signs. They weren't hiding their insane immigration policies during the campaign trail, so you must not have been paying attention. But that brings me on to my second point. A lot of these people aren't paying attention. A lot of the young bros that I know, or podcasters, or young women, or people of all ages, aren't fully paying attention. And this isn't me making excuses. I'm just saying they engage in politics, with politics, in such a surface-level way that they think Trump is just some cool orange dude they can vote for. They don't actually engage with the more harmful policies at play until it affects them personally. And this is a big reason why our politics have gotten to this low, this unempathetic point, is because people can't empathize until it directly affects them. So Theo Vaughn had Trump on his podcast. He buttered Trump up and he glazed him and he said great things about Trump while downplaying his more extreme policies. Then Trump gets into office, and for the first 9 months or so, we see the most extreme deportations in modern American history, and Theo Vaughn doesn't really speak out until it affects him personally, and until he sees himself on the front page of the Department of Homeland Security account, basically as the face of deportation. This dude, here's how I view it. Theo Vaughn is a comedian who doesn't claim to be the smartest person in the world. He vaguely liked Trump, so he had Trump on his podcast because it was cool, it gave him power, probably brought him money and a new fan base. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. Now he's beginning to realize, holy shit, I am the face of this insanely violent deportation movement being enacted by the President of the United States. And this is where Theo Vaughn makes this clip. And again, this is not me trying to play defense for him. I'm just making the point that people should care before it affects them personally.
My father immigrated here from Nicaragua, right? Like, one of my prized possessions is I have his immigration papers when he came here. And I have them in a frame, and him and his siblings when they came here. And so I have tons of thoughts about it. But this was just fucked up, right? It was fucked up. And it was everywhere. It was, like, on all platforms and stuff. So that had me really kind of paranoid. You know, that had me start to get kind of paranoid and, you know, like closing, like, you know, I had the curtains in my house kind of closed. I was just like, you know, you're paranoid. I woke up the next morning. Sorry, I need some water. I woke up the next morning to a text from a high government official saying, hey, if you need some extra security in your neighborhood, or some extra police cars on patrol, let me know. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? extra security. I don't have any, like, you know, I don't even know the code to my Ring camera. Like, I don't even know how to log in. So it's like, and then, and like, what, you're just going to put police cars in my neighborhood? What are my neighbors going to think? Now they're fearful. Like, it just, like, I don't know, man. That like really kind of shook me. It really kind of shook me. But you keep marching on, you know, and you start getting security, and then now you have security, right? And the thing is, you just don't know. You just don't know. Right. There was a moment on the, like, it was White House, because the White House also put this out.
The White House put it out, the Department of Homeland Security. And I do want to point out something that's kind of bothering me about this framing. There are two simultaneous thoughts that I have in my head while watching this video. The first thought I had was, why are you framing this all about yourself? People are being deported en masse with no due process. 70% of them have not committed any sort of crime. And Theo Vaughn is shook about himself, about his own safety and security, which is, of course, very important as well. Everyone worries about their own security. But that's the only framework that you're looking at this through. You're not thinking, wait a minute, how did I become the face of deportation? What did I do to lead myself to this spot? The second thought that I have is, it's good that some of these people with a voice are being burned by this administration rather than endlessly running propaganda. It's good that people are turning on the admin. Even Aiden Ross. Do you guys remember this dude? I made a bunch of videos about how he and Trump did a live stream. But now Aiden Ross reveals he regrets going the political route last year, saying too many people associated with him without even knowing him first. Another dude who's like, man, I shouldn't have gone political. I regret going political and throwing my weight behind one candidate. That is what Aiden Ross says here, and it's a part of a broader trend that we see where Trump's approval is crashing among young people. New data shows a dramatic decline in Trump's popularity among voters aged 18 to 29. That is my age range. I'm now 23. With a net approval drop of 35 percentage points since November of 2024. And here's why. Here's the simplest reason why I'd like to explain. People viewed Kamala Harris as a more status quo candidate. That's not me criticizing her. That's just the reality of it. She was too closely aligned with Biden and the status quo. People viewed Donald Trump as a change candidate. Some people understood that he had all these flaws, but younger voters hadn't really experienced that, hadn't really been paying attention. So younger voters were overly charitable towards Donald Trump, in my opinion, because they thought that he was going to be a change candidate who shook up the system and who rewired it for them, for young people. Now, what are we, 10 months in? People are realizing that he rewired the system for himself. Only for himself. So young people want change. I mean, young people naturally are always going to be more progressive than the older generations. You see this throughout time where younger people tend to be activists. I'm just generalizing here. Younger people were so, you know, change oriented that they fell for the con of the orange man. But now there is a 35% approval rating drop in that exact cohort. And Theo Vaughn's turning on him. Aiden Ross is turning on him. Let me play this clip.
I had a call with somebody in my team. Can I tell you guys something? Now that I look back on it, I really, really wish I never got into, like, politics. And I feel like that's a cool thing to, like, talk about, obviously. It's like, you know, I just kind of, like, I know y'all didn't like that era at all, except for the Trump, like, stream. Obviously, at the end of the day, it was the president, like. But, like, now that I look back at it, it's like, damn, like, so many people just tie me to it. And now it's just like, fuck, like, no matter what, they don't even get to know who I am. Because they don't, like, even want to. Oh, you did this stream with Trump? Ah. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I really, really understand other people's side. And as I'm getting older, I'm just, like, seeing, like, I just don't think I'll ever care enough again for any other politician ever in the future. Just because it's like, at the end of the day, bro, like,
I think this is another case of him attaching himself to perhaps the most divisive politician in American history. I don't know why I use the word perhaps. He is the most divisive president in American history. And then realizing there are downstream consequences when that person gains power and uses that power to affect vulnerable communities, many of which you have friends in. Aiden Ross is friends with people in the Black community and Latino communities. I know this because, I mean, I'm a young dude. His stuff pops up. So, like, he's friends with people in these communities that are being affected by Trump, and now he's probably realizing, wait a minute, that came back around to bite me. But here's the thing. I don't know how to say this in like a non-arrogant or to say this in the nicest way possible, Aiden Ross isn't like a politically minded person. He's not savvy when it comes to politics. He doesn't know much or anything about policy. So how do you reach or blame someone who doesn't understand what's going on? This is not me making excuses. I'm just giving the reality. This dude doesn't know what authoritarianism or fascism is. There's a clip of him not being able to say the word. Aiden Ross doesn't fully understand the situation. He just thought that Trump was a bit cooler. That's what a lot of young dudes thought, that Trump was, oh, just a bit cooler than Kamala Harris. And you can make the argument that that is coded in some level of sexism and racism, which I would agree. It is so much harder for a female politician, especially a black female politician. But that's besides the point. I'm just saying, when you're talking to somebody like this, we can't just scold him on policy and the economic effects of immigration and deportation. Like, there has to be some sort of vibes that we appeal to. And I think that Gavin Newsom is the closest politician to hitting that, edgy point where you're like, yeah, I trust this guy. I know what this guy's saying. And that's what they felt about Trump. That's just my analysis, not making excuses. I love you all. See you in the next one. Peace out.